Hi again. Welcome back to EAA Radio. I'm Bob Collins. This week in the time slot, the spotlight is on home builders, not just the projects, but the cool things they do and the stories they have. Building an airplane takes a fair amount of pluck, you know, and so does flying it into Oshkosh. My next guest is a builder of a Falco in New Zealand. That in itself, I suppose, isn't that unusual, but he wanted to fly it to Oshkosh. And New Zealand, you may know, is nowhere near Wisconsin. And George Richards has documented the experience, and you won't believe the pictures either. And really, if you're near a computer now, go to falco.co.nz, and you'll be able to read his blog and see the pictures here as we chat, because George Richards is with me now. On your website, I think, you call this a pilgrimage, as if it's a religious experience.
Well, I think it is a religious experience. I think anybody who's built an airplane, who's put the effort into building an airplane and spent that amount of time...
Yeah.
You know, they learn about Oshkosh at some stage. I mean, I've known about it since I was a kid, but you know, a lot of people who have been involved in it, as they learn, they know it is a religious experience for aviation people.
Yeah. When did you finish your plane?
2002, I guess. Well, it's never really finished, but 2002.
Yeah. Right. And then you visited Oshkosh.
2010, so 2 years ago, and that gave me the idea. It's you know, it's funny how things get kicked off. I had no idea that I ever wanted to do this, and it was the very last day. I was just sitting up by the main square, and watching a lady out there with her batons waving airplanes through there, and she was doing a fantastic job, and I thought, I've really got to get involved in this.
I've got to fly my airplane from New Zealand.
Really, and that's how it all started.
And so you went back home.
Yeah.
And how much work, how much time, and did you know anything about getting a...
I knew
plane?
Nothing about it, absolutely nothing. First of all, I think I had to just to make sure I was sane, so I had to just throw the idea past a few people. And it was surprising how many people seemed to think it was a good idea. So, and it just went from there, and a lot of time spent on the internet. Obviously, first people to contact EAA, they had some idea about it. I don't think anybody had done it before, so it was a fair amount of research from my own behalf with FAA and TSA and all the other A's.
So you're disassembling a perfectly good airplane, sticking it in a box and scribbling the address on, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. It's hard to explain that one. It's just taking it apart. It was like... You know, it took 2 years to sort of do all of this, and planning it in my head and figuring out whether this thing would actually even fit in a container. Somebody had done it before, but there's no real details on any of that, so it's sort of reinventing the wheel with some of it. But it's one thing to actually plan all that out, but then it's another thing just to get the spanners out and actually start taking it apart. So that took a little bit of courage, actually, the first couple of days when I started pulling it to bits, but I was... past the point of no return. So,
yeah, and when you get it over here, now you got to put it back together.
Yeah,
where'd that go? Where'd that take place?
So that was in Chino, California. EAA 92 have been fantastic.
That's a good chapter.
They have been really, really helpful. So those guys were great. The container turned up earlier than it was supposed to. The guys were there. They were almost into it already, pulling the thing out of the container.
Really,
that in itself was a mission. But we just pulled that out and. You know, I'd planned quite a bit of it, so it went together quite quickly. I had it together in about 2 days.
Yeah, and when was that? When
that was back in June, and then I had to go back home again for a little while, earn some more money to help pay for it, and then come back up in early this month and start flying over.
When you go back home to earn more money to pay for it, what do you go back home to do?
Fly an A320, actually.
Okay, so you got a good job.
Yeah, it's a good job.
And
I don't think anything earns enough
to
do what I'm doing. But
And you can't just take it out of the box, reassemble it, and go flying off to Oshkosh when you're from New Zealand, right?
No, you can't.
We have the usual bureaucracies and such.
Yeah, there's a fair amount of that. So, I mean, but they have actually been really helpful. The FSDO in Riverside, the guy I've been dealing with there has been very, very helpful. So he issued me the SFA so I can fly around within America. They limit what I'm doing. The intention, because it's an experimental airplane, without going through all of the checks again to make it fit within the American airspace, he gives me an SFA that gives me the approval to come to Oshkosh and go home. And then the TSA, due to one of the NOTAMs, gives me approval to go to particular airfields.
Really? Just can't.
No, you can't.
They don't have any kind of honor system where if you're, you know, if you're a pilot in New Zealand, by golly, you're a pilot in the United States.
Well, actually, in reality, it's got nothing to do with the pilot. It's the aircraft. They track the aircraft. So you could fly my airplane in America with the ZK registration.
Yeah.
And you'd have to go through the same. You'd have to jump through the same hoops.
Why? Aren't there Falcos already flying?
Yeah, they are. There are. It's the registration is the problem. If I go and jump in, if I get in a US PPL and I jump in a US registered aircraft, I can go anywhere I like. Does that make sense to you? No.
Okay, I was just checking.
No, but I'm not here to criticize you. We're here to have fun, and we're having fun. So.
Yeah. So you took off from Chino.
And the sights we've seen have been unbelievable. You know, flying out of LA, pretty busy time. You know, we do that sort of stuff, but not LA and not in a light airplane. So that was pretty new for me. So I spent a fair amount of time inside flying out, and we got out to the desert, and I took a deep breath and looked outside, and whoa, I've never seen a desert like that before.
Wow.
And, you know, one of the first things we actually did, and the guy I was with, he flies as well, we stopped drinking water. We didn't talk to each other, but we kind of thought, I think we need to keep this just in case something goes wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, my. And we've been to Sedona. Wow, what a place.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
It's very beautiful.
Yeah.
Santa Fe from there up to Longmont in Colorado to meet another Falco builder, actually, who I'd never met before.
Yeah.
Wow, what neat people.
Yeah.
Stayed with them for a bit. Across to Council Bluffs. And then up to Appleton, and then just down into here on Monday. But wow, what a neat experience!
What was that like? What was the final? I mean, was it anticlimactic? Was it what you thought it would be?
Well,
when you were working on this.
I don't know. I think I expected it to be difficult.
No.
It wasn't. It was fun.
Really,
it was fun. We, as I say, the chap I was with, he flies as well commercially, and we sat down the night before, went through the NOTAM again, and we made a checklist, so we all knew exactly what we expected of each other. And we just ticked the things off as we went through it, and you know, just went like clockwork. Really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
I haven't flown my aircraft. I'm still in phase one, so I have 40 hours of testing to get through. But even if I weren't, I still think, can I fly into? Am I good enough to fly into Oshkosh?
Yeah, you sure can.
You know, we're looking out the window here, and we're seeing every kind of aircraft. I saw a Piper Cub take off the runway here into the wind. I think it was over the runway for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And they were running like RVs and P-51s underneath it that were taking off.
You know, they do a great job out there. And one of the things that the NOTAM said is that pick an airplane that looks like a similar speed. And we were lucky. There was a Mooney sitting right in front of us. And we thought, we're going to follow that. And that's exactly what we did. And it worked out pretty well. He went a bit slow in a few places, but as a general rule, you know, it worked out really well. And man, you've got to do it.
It's
something you've got to do.
Yeah. And now you have to do it all in reverse.
Yep.
Right?
All in reverse. We're going to go a slightly different route, so we've got a different waiver to go across a different.
Do you request where you'd like to go?
We do.
Or do they just say you got to go to Sedona?
We request where you want to go, plus all your possible alternates, which for VFR operation is actually, that's interesting.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because I can't list everything across the states because there's too many there. So we've got to pick logical places, thinking of fuel and possible weather, and it's a challenge actually VFR on this waiver system.
Right.
So we want to go slightly more north and through South Dakota. I'm really keen to see Rapid City and around there, and then we want to get into Jackson Hole. And I was keen to go a little bit more northwest. We're going to run out of time, so. We're just going to scoot down to Havasu City and back into
Chino.
And will
you be doing this while you go back and forth again to earn more money to get it back? Or
when we get to Chino, I'm going back home and trying to earn some more money, and then I'm going to come back up in September and pull it apart, and we're going to take it home.
Now, when you get back home and you're flying around, it's, you know, Saturday or whatever your day off is, isn't that going to be boring?
Yes, it will.
You'll have to build another plane.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to. It's strange. You know, when I first started this, somebody actually said, you better be prepared for a bit of depression at the end of this because it's, you know, it's been 2 years in the making. But that's okay. I've got some other crazy ideas going on in my head.
Oh, give me one.
One of the ideas was trying to get involved in a syndicate in an airplane in the USA, actually, so I can get an American license and come back and operate it when I'm on holiday, see some more of the things. Because, you know, we've had a little taste of some of the places that we've been to, but all that's done has made me want to come back and investigate more.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, Sedona, for instance, you know, you can't see that in one day.
Right.
There's a week there easy. And I really want to do that, and I want my wife to see it. She's been there before, actually. She started me off at Sedona. But
did you ask if she wanted to come before you started this? Or did it just...
Well, yeah, kind of, but...
Yeah, kind of.
But, yeah, kind of. She would love it. She would love it. She loves flying. And I did invite her, but by the same token, she felt better if I had somebody else with experience with me as well. Because it's a big undertaking for us little Kiwis. We're from a small place, and this is a big country, man. It's
us little Kiwis. Sure, let's go with that. Well, good luck.
Enjoy
the journey back.
Thank you.
What a great,
it's been a blast.
Huh?
It's been a blast. We've met some neat people. It's been a fantastic trip.
What's the best part you've seen on the trips on the ground so far?
I honestly couldn't even pick one thing.
It's
everything's been great. It's been really good. I mean, it's the people the people have been fantastic.
I always say, come for the plane, stay for the people.
And that's true.
George Richards, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Bill.
What a pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
George has flown his Falco into Oshkosh, and now he's going to figure out, well, he knows, but he's going to get it back to New Zealand. And we're back with more in just a second.